In today's news headlines, the FBI on Friday arrested Roger Stone, a longtime associate of President Donald Trump. The arrest is a result of an indictment by special counsel Robert Mueller's team for Stone's role in seeking stolen emails from WikiLeaks on behalf of the Trump presidential campaign. According to the indictment, quote, after the July 22, 2016 release of stolen Democratic National Committee emails by Organization One, a senior Trump campaign official was directed to contact Stone about any additional releases and what other damaging information Organization One had regarding the Clinton campaign. Stone thereafter told the Trump campaign about potential future releases of damaging material by Organization One. And Organization One is, of course, referring to WikiLeaks. A CNN reporter was on the scene when federal police knocked on Stone's door in the early hours of Friday morning in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, where he lives.
FBI, open the door.
And those are the sounds of FBI officers knocking on Trump associate Roger Stone's door on Friday morning before arresting him. According to the New York Times, Mr. Stone was charged with 7 counts, including obstruction of an official proceeding, making false statements, and witness tampering. He was released hours after his arrest on a $250,000 bond. Facing a crowd of people gathered outside the court, a defiant Stone said, quote, I will plead not guilty to these charges. I will defeat them in court. He added, there is no circumstance whatsoever under which I will bear false witness against the president, nor will I make up lies to ease the pressure on myself. I look forward to being fully and completely vindicated. In other news, the federal government shutdown continues as the U.S. Senate rejected 2 bills on Thursday to fund the government. Still, there was some movement toward dialogue when Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell immediately called Minority Leader Chuck Schumer to his office after the votes to examine how the Senate can proceed next to end the shutdown. Associated Press reports that President Donald Trump told reporters he'd support a reasonable agreement. He suggested he'd also want a prorated down payment for his long-sought border wall with Mexico, but didn't describe the term. He said he has other alternatives for getting wall funding. Those other alternatives likely include using emergency powers. Indeed, CNN reported on Thursday that the White House was drafting a declaration of emergency and that it had identified about $7 billion in funding for Trump's border wall. The draft, a copy of which was obtained by CNN, was last revised a week ago. As the government shutdown continues to devastate the 800,000 federal workers that have now missed 2 paychecks, U.S. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross is under fire for expressing let-them-eat-cake sentiments in an interview. He said on CNBC that struggling workers should just get loans to tide themselves over until they receive back pay.
Well, first of all, the banks and the credit union should be making credit available to them. When you think about it, these are basically government-guaranteed loans because the government has committed these folks will get their back pay once this whole thing gets settled down. So there really is not a good excuse why there really should be a liquidity crisis. Now, true, the people might have to pay a little bit of interest, but the idea that it's paycheck or zero is not a really valid idea.
And that's Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross on CNBC. He's a former investor who was once worth more than $2 billion. Ross received swift condemnation from federal workers for his suggestion to take out loans. Meanwhile, Democrats cast a more sympathetic tone. On Thursday, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi addressed her successful cancellation of the president's State of the Union address.
Please come in. It is so unimportant in the lives of the American people in terms of especially those who are victims of the shutdown, hostages to the president's applause line in a campaign speech. Thank goodness we put that matter to rest and then we can get on to the subject at hand. Open up government.
That's House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on Thursday morning remarking on the ongoing government shutdown and the cancellation of the State of the Union address, which is due to be given by Trump next Tuesday. The Guardian newspaper on Thursday published an anonymous op-ed by a federal worker who wrote, Quote, the shutdown is just the latest assault on our livelihoods. We need a reinvigorated labor movement at our backs. The writer explained, quote, without a pushback from organized labor, more and more of the civil service continues to face ever deeper cuts. The question we should be asking is not whether federal workers will, can, or should strike. There's a different question, more immediately relevant to all of organized labor. In other news, progressive organizations are angry that the Democrats, with their newfound power, are refraining from demanding Trump's tax returns. Groups like TaxMarch, Stand Up America, and Indivisible are pressuring Representative Richard Neal, the new chair of the House Ways and Means Committee, to make haste on the matter. In a letter, the groups told Mr. Neal that demanding Trump's tax returns is, quote, not a request that can be relegated to the back burner. It is necessary to restore democratic norms of transparency and accountability. Neal has said that he has had, quote, preliminary conversations on the matter and wants to ensure he goes forward, quote, methodically and judiciously. Presidential hopeful Elizabeth Warren has just introduced a simple new tax plan designed to target the wealth of the ultra-rich. The Washington Post described it this way. Wealth over $50 million would be taxed at 2%. Wealth over $1 billion would face an extra 1% tax. Wealth is defined as net worth, the value of assets minus any debts. Warren's plan is projected to raise $2.75 trillion in federal revenues over 10 years. Compare that to the $2 trillion that's projected to be lost from the Treasury as a result of the GOP's tax reform bill. Wealth is so concentrated at the top in the U.S. that Warren's tax plan would literally impact only 75,000 Americans. The Department of Homeland Security is sending back the first group of largely Central American asylum seekers to Mexico to await their hearings. The transfer of the non-Mexican refugees is based on an agreement between the U.S. and Mexico. It isn't yet clear how Mexico plans to keep the refugees housed and safe. Meanwhile, Vice News has released a video featuring first-person interviews with a number of young boys who were housed at the government children's detention camp in Tornillo, Texas. That tent encampment was only recently shut down, and the thousands of undocumented minors being held there were released. Many described the strict routines and harsh rules undermining human connections. Here is an excerpt of the Vice report.
HHS said in a statement that it's, quote, committed to ensuring that all unaccompanied alien children referred to our custody are cared for appropriately. But the kids who were detained at Tornillo are now free to tell their own stories.
Me agarró la migración en las rejas, en donde estaba el muro. Me llevó uno de la migración, un señor me llevó. Estaba hablando duro de que yo iba a pasar encerrado 8 años en una detención de menores.
Those are the opening minutes of a Vice News report featuring Central American youth that had been held at the tent city in Tornillo, Texas, before it was shut down. And that does it for our headlines today.